要如何很轻松又很专业的回答问题呢？今天就让我们来跟奥斯卡得主来学习他们用的沟通方式。Hello, 欢迎来到 Executive Plus 主管与沟通力的 Podcast. I'm Sherry, an educator, certified coach, and style enthusiast. 我相信专业有效的沟通是语言跟逻辑的完美结合。
And I'm Nick, a startup consultant, corporate trainer, and late-night gaming junkie. I believe great communication requires the right mindset and solid frameworks.
我们希望带给大家职场英语的技能、跨文化沟通技巧与其他能帮助您成为出色领导者的工具。
Join us each week as we share our experience, research, and methodologies to take your communication and language skills from good to great. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Executive Plus podcast. Over the years, we've given hundreds of examples and different communication techniques and tips. Today, we want to show you how these work in the real world. How does communication happen in the wild? And there's a great example of this, which is how people answer questions at the Oscars. There are several different examples of tips and tricks that we've given before,But here's a real-life example of how it works in the real world.
那不知道大家有没有收看2024年3月的奥斯卡奖。I didn't think I have time, but I watched like clips of it on YouTube. 但是他们通常都有一个桥段，也就是奥斯卡得主呢，他们都会到后台。那后台的时候就有很多的各国的记者就会问他们一些问题。那我觉得从这个地方也可以学习到他们怎么样来回答一些问题。我们也挑出了他们使用的一些技巧。那正好这些技巧其实也是我们之前都有提过的。So we're going to start with the winner for best costume design, and she's the designer of costumes from Poor Things.
And Holly Waddington gives a great example of how you just keep an answer simple.People expect very complicated, very long-winded, but she follows a very simple structure, which is just, here's my answer, and then I repeat it a little bit in order to give support. So when she was asked the question, where do you get inspired and where do you find magic to create these incredible costumes? She just gives a simple, straightforward answer. I think I draw inspiration from everything and everywhere. Normal stuff, actually. I'm most inspired by everyday things in life.
So very simple. It doesn't have to be long-winded. Again, just simply give a short answer, explain a little bit, adding a little bit of support, and that's it. That's really it. Like you can just finish the whole entire answer in like 2 to 3 sentences.
Our next examples come from the idea, and we've talked about with this impromptu speech making is very often you don't know what to expect. Let's say you've just given a presentation, you've gone into Q&A, or just suddenly someone starts asking you a lot of questions. There's a few ways to buy yourself time. And here are two great examples of how actors do it on the red carpet.
So the first example comes from Christopher Nolan. 那大家一定都知道他就是 Oppenheimer 的一个导演。那他得到了最佳导演奖，他也得到了 I believe the best picture, right? 最佳电影。So he actually is holding 2 Oscars on his hand while he's been given this interview.
And so when asked the question, what does it mean to have 2 Oscars now in your hand?Now, he could give an inspirational speech, he could come from a place of great depth, but I think in order to buy himself time to really answer the question and to process how he wants to rephrase it, he just cracks a joke. He goes, it means I can do curls, they're very heavy. So he has 1 in each hand, he can work out his biceps.
Exactly. And I think because majority of the times you expect them to give like thank you speech, right? I feel so grateful. I can't believe this is an opportunity I have, blah, blah, blah. But then if you start with a joke, you kind of throw people off a little bit and then you go into your grateful speech.
Right. It gives you an opportunity to subvert expectations. And one of the things that we've talked about in episodes looking on how to be charming in a second language is just that ability to crack a joke, just that ability to lighten the mood. This is a very serious moment. He should be incredibly proud of what he works does, but people are expecting the heavy. So just taking that opportunity and kind of lighting things up, it really sets the tone of who he is.
那接下来的 example 就来自 Emma Stone. Again, she's the best actress for Oscar from Poor Things. 那她回答问题的方式给她自己买一些时间或者给他自己多一点时间的时候他就利用了一个非常 classic 的一个方式也就是 repeat and rephrase the question.
Anytime that you need to buy yourself time, rather than answer right away, you can just clarify what it is or just say something like, let me make sure I understand this correctly, and then rephrase their speech. So in fact, when she got asked the question,I want to know what you learned from playing Bella Baxter in this movie. The first thing she does is go, what I learned from playing Bella Baxter?
Mm-hmm.
She just turns it into a question, and that gave her a little bit of time to think and move on.
Mm. Now, another trick that you could use when it comes to this impromptu question and answering is that using this one word throughout, even when it's not prepared, but it still allow you to sound very clean and sound prepared.
And this is true of a lot of speech giving. So in this case, it's a very short answer where best leading actor in a leading role winner Cillian Murphy for Oppenheimer is describing Christopher Nolan. And he just simply says,He's an extraordinary writer, he's an extraordinary producer, he's a visually extraordinary director of actors. Extraordinary, extraordinary, extraordinary. Mm-hmm. But when done this way, it comes across as just very smooth
right. And
very consistent. Mm-hmm. Some people worry about, oh, I need a thesaurus, I need to mix up the words, he's an extraordinary writer, he's an amazing producer, he's a fantastic. But just by going extraordinary, 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 mm-hmm. it drives it home, it comes acrosssmoothly, and it doesn't require that much thought.
Exactly. 所以其实当你必须要及时的准备一些回答的时候你不需要用到这么多 variety 的一些单字你只要抓住一个重点比如说今天他就用到这个字 extraordinary 那你就重复的使用这个字大概三次我觉得你就会可以把这个句子听起来就会变成非常的很干净但是它又听起来也是蛮 sophisticated.
And this is actually a really great speech writing or creative writing technique. Something Andrew reminded me of several times when I get stuck writing a speech or writing a presentation, he would just like pick one word to bring everything back to. As long as you come back to that word, people will think it all loops together and cycles. But what it really is doing is giving you a focus and letting you not have to think so much about a wide variety of things you want to say. So this is really a great technique for both short answer and also long form speeches. We have one more technique we also want to share that comes again from Cillian Murphy while he was answering questions about his win, which is a lot of people feel compelled to summarize or compelled to find a way to very succinctly or easily end their main point. But he did just something repeatedly, which is very smart. He just goes, that's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, he didn't find the need to kind of end the sentence in a very spectacular way. 因为有的时候觉得好像我们结束的时候必须要有一个很美好的一个结束很特殊的一个结束。但是我觉得 Cillian 他就是一个很潇洒的人。Honestly, he's just a really cool guy, right? And that's always been him. So, and that's really consistent with his personality. 所以他其实在这边做结尾的时候他就是很简单的说 And that's all I have to say.那就这样子他就走下台了 Which still, I think it's really different because it feels like he's just not trying too hard. He's being himself. He's being very authentic. So I think this is something that we can all learn from the way he kind of closed off everything.
It really also ties back to what we were talking about before with like Christopher Nolan being charming. Sometimes that just very laid back attitude or that light play.Just kind of let people go, oh, okay. Right? As long as your tone of voice matches and you're not like, that's all I have to say. Right? This is not a court case. It does have to come across very smooth, kind of a, oh, whatever. Like, oh, that's all I really got to say about that. It can kind of come across as like, okay, thanks for sharing.
Yeah. I mean, I think Cillian has always been quite openly talk about he's such an introvert, right? He doesn't like crowd. He doesn't like interview. He doesn't like a lot of things. Like he's the opposite of Robert Downey Jr. literally. So I think he's very authentic with his personality, and I think this is a really, really great example for that.
Well, we hope you enjoyed us looking at how these communication tips and techniques work in the wild. We'll link the clips in the show notes, but it's also just a fun experiment looking at how actors, and especially people who have been on the red carpet a lot, they've very likely gotten some kind of PR or just media training in order to talk to media, and just a lot of these tricks on how to answer succinctly, how to handle rapid fire questions that you don't know where they're coming from, kind of come through in these like candid red carpet moments. So it's a great way to just train yourself and see how people handle this when it's out there and you're not ready for it. We'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.
The Executive Plus podcast is a Presentality Group production, produced and hosted by Sherry Fang and Nick Howard. You can search us on Facebook, 主管英文 Executive Plus. You can also find us on Instagram, Communication R&D, and email us at sherry@epstyleplus.com.